From the Director, Department of Transportation and the Airport Director, requesting authorization to ratify the quitclaim deed obtained for the Tistos property and license for use of the General Mitchell International Airport property located in the runway safety area for runway 7R.
Mr. Bateman.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, this item is best explained by the two exhibits that are attached to your report. You can see the Tistos property that was along 6th Street, which became a totally enclosed remnant property after the construction of the runway. And then the next exhibit shows their parking lot that they currently own on Howell Avenue. This is a off-airport parking lot right next to the airport lounge and the terminal bar restaurant. And the property that they would be licensed is just to the east of that, where they would use it for snow. So we're asking the committee to ratify the quitclaim deed that they would that they have signed for the remnant on 6th Street, and in consideration, we will give them a license to use this other property for snow storage.
Move approval.
We have a motion to move approval. Any comments, questions? Supervisor Jersey, then Supervisor Lipscomb.
And just for the record, I did try to call Tim Kraskevich on this, and I think he's gone today or something. Right. He and I never did connect. And as I understand it, the airport property portion of this is completely surrounded by airport. And for some reason, they end up with this little strip of land. I mean, in real estate, it's actually against public policy to have a ownership of a strip of land without access. And my question is, aren't we, by doing a license here, actually creating a situation which is going to last into infinity, perhaps? I mean, I assume we're not going to be dealing with this too frequently. I'm just wondering why didn't we just do perhaps a transfer of land with some kind of agreement to let them then use that strip of land with the lease. I can understand that piece, but to continue the ownership of that little strip in the airport doesn't seem to be in the public interest.
It's in the public interest for the county to take ownership of that remnant, because it's now totally enclosed by airport property.
Right.
And so, fortunately, the CITSOs were very cooperative and said, "We are not going to raise a stink about this. We'll give this. But by the way, could we use some land over here for snow storage?" We said, "Sure." You know, yeah. So it was a good deal.
I think it's probably a reasonable agreement. I'm just questioning why you're structuring this with a what are you calling it?
It was Mr. Kraskevich proposed a license. I think a supervisor.
Did you approach? Did you approach them for just a quitclaim deed there?
I think, and I can't speak for Tim because he's not here, but disposing of land that's been purchased with federal funding is impossible. Okay, so this was a way to allow them to use the land without deeding it to them.
Thank you.
So you're welcome. Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It was just a question about the action, which is this ratification of a quitclaim deed. I'm not familiar with that.
Well, the reason that we're asking for that is because this has occurred. This quitclaim has occurred. And so we really are coming to you after the fact to ratify the actions of staff to do this claim deed and license.
Maybe for Corp Counsel then. I think I understand that explanation, which is we're ratifying the transaction.
Right.
But the terminology in the resolution talks about us ratifying a quitclaim deed, and I don't know what that action is. I mean, I understand a quitclaim to be whatever ownership they had, they're giving to us.
That's right.
But what is the action that's actually the only action in the resolution is ratifying the quitclaim deed.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, I think it had it been handled more perfectly, we would have come to you in advance. But this is something that happened during the runway construction project, which came to us after the fact. We need to deal with it, and now we're asking you to ratify the action that was previously accomplished.
Okay. Maybe it's just the way it's phrased then, but is there an action? When someone quit claims something to you, there is no action on your part to accept the deed. They're giving you what they had, whatever it is, in the case of quit claims.
Excuse me. You come up, be recognized. Don't be sitting back there talking out of turn. Come on up. I know you knew about this, but we're going.
Chairman, Supervisors, it's essentially...
Before you start, state your name and your title, young man.
Paul Bargren, Corporation Counsel.
Okay, now, can you answer the question, Mr. Bargren?
I believe so.
Go ahead.
I believe that this is... ratification in this sense is just being used as accepting or acknowledging that this quit claim has taken place. There's no place for the county to sign on this deed or anything like that. It's a one-way transfer, and now you know about it, and you're agreeing that we'll accept this land.
Okay. All right. Thank you for the clarification.
All right. So, Corp Counsel, sit down. Supervisor Jersey would like to comment, too.
I mean, based on what Mr. Bateman explained, there is no deed.
No, this is a deal.
No, it's a quick
piece
claim.
There's
a quick document that's been signed.
We're getting a license.
We're giving them a license to use that property for snow storage. It's a part of that. They also quick
claim. They did quick claim, did they?
Yes.
Thank you. That was not clear to me. All right. Okay. Appreciate it.
And thank you. All right, now, we have a motion to approve. Any other comments or questions on item number 6? If not, Madam Clerk, call the roll.
Wyshon.
Aye.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Jerzyk.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion is approved.
We have item number 7, please.
Chairman.
Oh, just a second.